have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Thank you.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again already, and it's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is, do you want to be different? I find that most people don't want to be different. It's crazy, but it's true. Hasn't always been that way. Do you want to be different? Isn't that amazing? Most people can settle in as is. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Jesse Lee Peterson. JesseLeePeterson.show. All right. And if you're busy, and some of you are, a lot of you are around the world, you can, no matter what you're doing, where you are, no matter what, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, anywhere in the world, no matter where you are and what you're doing. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad, and then you can podcast the show later. But you could exercise, and no matter what, you can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And then to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. All right? Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, as I said, it is Thursday. And though we deal with all issues every day, we have set aside Thursday, all 3 hours, to take all calls, but to especially the Bible Thumpers, so we can have a little bit more time with the Bible Thumpers. Because we love the Bible Thumpers. And the Bible Thumpers, it's a little difficult to communicate for them because they have so many scriptures in their head, in their minds, that they can ask you a question or make a statement. But while you're responding to the question or the statement, they're not paying attention at all in the conversation. They're only ready to quote another scripture out of their intellect. So we set a time, a little time, to help the Bible Thumpers overcome that and other things. So today is Thursday, which means that today is Bible Thumper Thursday.
You know what happened?
My Jesus.
Can you see he's breathing?
My Jesus.
Hey.
This man died since Friday.
Hey.
Elliot.
Idiot.
Elliot.
Idiot.
Jesus.
Lift your hands. Malabos. Lift your hands.
Jesus, lift your hands.
Yes.
My good God.
Barabasa tabasa.
Man of
what?
His command.
Idiot. Get up, idiot. There we go. What happened to the volume? There should be violence.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey!
For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda, Aka, Ata, Raka, De, De, Baka.
I think in Christian circles, we have a very difficult time recognizing emotion. Self-control is my ability to enter into those tears, my ability to embrace that emotion.
What? It's amazing how religion... It's just a bunch of noise and emotions and thoughts and feelings. That's all it's about. Have you noticed that? And still, the people cry. And still, the people have pain. And still, the people worry. The people have doubt. The people are lonely. The people are angry and insecure, but they won't even question. Okay, I got all this relief. I got my emotions. I got my this and the idiot, the black idiot got up, and yet nothing is working. And we're going to get to all of your calls. Just hold on, call. Somebody's going to answer out there in a minute. Isn't that amazing? And they won't say, you know what, if I got all this going on, what is wrong? Why don't I have perfect peace? How come I'm still this and that? They won't question. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think they're afraid to question because they're afraid to know that they don't know. They'd rather believe that they do know rather than knowing that they don't know so that they can know. I think that's what the problem is. I got it, I think. Because you are miserable with the God that you are serving, right? It's not working. And so you hear someone say, well, there's another God, a better God, a God that will bring you peace. And then you say, oh, okay, where is he? Oh, he's over here. And then they say, okay, go to that God, and you go to this new God, and yet you have the same pain. And you don't question, well, maybe I haven't found that God. Maybe something else has gone on here. I don't know. But anyway, 888-775-3773, Barbara. Thumper, Thursday. I want to kind of throw this out there so maybe some of you will smoke on it. I said that there's yesterday I mentioned there is not one reason to vote for Kamala Harris. Zero reason. There is not one reason to vote for her at all. And yet, there are idiots who are considering voting for her. And they can't tell you why. Except, oh, she's black, she's female. Oh, we're trying to help her with her career. And that's why the people get the kind of government they deserve. You're getting the kind of government you deserve. I want you to think about this. Smoke on it. You voted in a government, the Democratic Party. You voted in a government that for the last 4 years have done nothing but make your life miserable. Just think about that. They have not done one thing but made your life difficult. Fear, crime, defunding the police, tearing down statues and monuments, letting criminals out of jail, no bail bonds, so they can, no bail bonds so that when they do commit the crime, they don't have to even go to jail. They can hang out in the neighborhood and might not even ever have a trial. And they go in the front door and exit from the back door. You voted in a government that kept the borders wide open for you. Wide open so illegal aliens have entered into our country from around the world. And they don't know who these people are. They have no information about them at all. And so as a result, all type of drugs and crime and Allahu Abba people and everything has come in and is still coming in. You voted for these people who have, and as a result of everything, all kinds of people come from asshole countries. You have prisoners coming in from different parts of the world. And the people you voted for, they're living behind gated fences. They have police protection. They have bodyguards and security that follows them around. They don't have to worry about it at all. But you suffer, and you voted in the people that caused you to suffer. Think about that. Just think about that. Our country, and then they keep reporting the number of people who are killing themselves from smoking or doing fentanyl, however you do it. I don't know if you smoke it or drink it or taste it. But people are dying daily. White women are being raped literally on the streets now in front of everybody, no problem. You voted for these people. And in 4 years, they plainly said to you, we don't care about you. You idiot, you voted for us. Okay, keep voting for us. We don't care about you at all. We're going to send all the money over to Ukraine and everywhere but put money into America. They even tore part of the fence open that Donald Trump put there so more illegals can come in. They handicapped the Border Patrol people so that they could not stop the illegals from coming in. And then while coming in, we've shown you videos of the illegals thanking the Democratic Party for inviting them over. Come on in. They owe it to Joe Biden. They tell you that. And you voted in a government that once these people get here, they give them free everything. Free houses, free rent, free hotels, free food, free driver's license, free education. Now they're going to get their money to buy a house, $150,000. And you voted for them. And yet you're considering, knowing all the hell that this party has given you, you're voting for them again. Kamala Harris has been in there for 4 years now. You know, once this year's up, she has done nothing but everything I just told you. But she's been prancing around the country and have nothing to tell you that she has done to make your life better. She cannot say, thank you for voting for me. I did my best to make your life better. She can't even say that. And yet, you will consider voting for her again. Tell me you don't get the government you deserve. Your government is making your life miserable. And not that the government is there to protect you, strong military, fish the roads, enforce the laws. They're not, they have not done that for America at all. Zero. And you would consider voting for them again. What's wrong with your mind? Not only are you not thinking about your own life, you don't, you're not even thinking about what your government is doing to you. This government is not for us. And it shouldn't be. It's not we, the government, it's we, the people. Have you forgotten? And yet, you will vote for them. And they pretend not to understand. In California, for example, and other areas, New York and other places, every day, back-to-back crime is happening in that home invasions, home robberies. And a lot of times the people are home and still get robbed. And the police always show up after the people, the robbers, are gone. They never show up on time to arrest them. They show up after they leave. It's like they're like waiting around the corner, peeping around to see, did they leave yet? And there's not an outcry to bring back the police, bring back bail bonds, nothing. And the mayor and other people show up with a press conference. Oh, we understand. We meet with the people. We this, and they do nothing to make it better. And the people don't make it better. You get what you deserve in government. Really. I just, what happened to you? What happened to you? What happened to you? What happened to you? How can you vote in a party? And I'm not bragging about the Republican rhinos. They're the same. Donald Trump is different, but the rhinos are the same. But what happened to you? Oh, the food prices are so high. I can't afford to buy this and buy. We can't buy any bacon. Okay, then vote out the people that made the bacon go up. No, we're going to vote. She's a woman. She's for abortion. So we're going to vote for her anyway. What happened to you? Really, what happened to you? You don't use your mind for anything? You're not an individual anywhere at any time for any reason? What happened to you? And I just don't know what to say. And they let the crime in, and they just, the experts, the government, the CIA, the FBI, the mayors, and the police chief, they just come out and hold the press conference. But they're not telling you, oh, we made a horrible mistake. We should have never gotten rid of the police. We should not have ever gotten rid of the bail bond. We should not have told the people, legally, you can steal up to $1,000 or nearly $1,000 worth of product, and you're not going to jail. It's not against the law now. We should not have told the people that. They don't come out and say that. We're going to change that. We were wrong. We're going to reverse it back to normal, the way it should be. They don't say that, and you don't require it. It's like a husband getting beat by his wife every day. He doesn't call the police on her. He doesn't get rid of her. He just get beat every day. And then he cry. My wife beat me. What am I to do? They want to say, you know what? I got a wife that beat me. I'm out of here. Bye. Or if she hit me again, she going to jail. And I'm going to tell them to throw the keys away. What happened to you? What happened? God did not create you to be a group. He created you to be an individual. Individual man, individual woman. He did not create you to be, to have fear. As a matter of fact, he defeated the author of fear so that fear would not impact your life. But what do? You walk around in fear. All in the name of Jesus. You know the Bible. You can quote the scriptures until the cows come home. You can go out on the street corner and preach. Oh, Lord. You can preach until Noah return, and yet you have fear. What happened to you? It wasn't always this way. What happened to you? What happened to you? I want to show you something that I'm using the word devastating, but not to me, but it is devastating. In your own country, that your government did. Your government made this possible. They didn't try to stop it. They opened the floodgates wide open so the people could come in and do this to you in your country. And yet you vote them back in again. And I'm coming to a break, so I'm going to have to show it when I come back. But I want to show you something that your government did. The Democratic Party and the Rhino Republicans. And yet, you vote for them again. And you're going to vote for them. That's what's so weird about it. You have empty, lost Kamala Harris with no love. I don't even know if she has a soul. And you're going to vote for her. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. What happened to you? You need to become an individual again. Back in a moment.
Before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Okay. I'm back. And I want to go straight to this soundbite so that I can. So the opening subject today, and I'm saying this for my producer though, so they can headline it in the right way. What's wrong with you? What happened to you? What's wrong? What happened to you? When did you lose the ability to be an individual, to think for yourself? I saw this happen with the blacks back during the civil rights, so-called civil rights movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks other than abortion, is that once they start listening to the so-called civil rights leaders and then the government, they literally stopped thinking for themselves. They literally just stopped. They stopped being individuals. They stopped knowing. They stopped doing. They stopped opening businesses. They stopped creating families. They just stopped doing for themselves. And the black leaders, Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King, all those so-called black leaders told them how to think and what to do and who to vote for. And they said, we got to make sure the government give you some money so they can keep you on the plantation. And the blacks stopped thinking for themselves. They literally stopped. Really. And then to tell them that, they don't even want to hear that. No, that ain't true. That ain't what I heard, they say. Why do you have to hear that you need to think for yourself? Why don't you know you need to think for yourself? But they won't believe that they can be individual. Now my country is like that. My country don't want to believe that they can be individuals. They could have a party that's been in control of the country for 4 years and prove to the folks in your face, we don't care about you. Thank you for voting for us. We're going to bring as much misery and hell upon you as we possibly can. And come election again, vote for us. And you say, okay, tell me why I should vote for you. Oh, I'm black, female, a Democrat, a liberal, or whatever they want. And you say, oh, okay, that's the reason. I'm going to give you abortions. I'm going to make sure you can kill the man's children in the womb. And you say, oh, okay, but the groceries are so high. That's fine. That's somebody else's fault. And you say, oh, okay. I don't remember seeing you. You did this to me. What happened? Why are you afraid to stand alone? Why are you afraid to think for yourself? Why? So I explain how bad things are, but I want to show you this. When I saw this morning, and I just saw it this morning, I couldn't believe it, because people are weak now. They don't think for themselves. People are group thinkers now. They're cowards. They have no love. Where's the love, right? Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear, but you have fear. Oh, but you know the Lord. It's Bible Thump and Thursday. You know Jesus. But you have fear. But you know Jesus. One day, during the revelation, everything will be fine. We waiting on Jesus to return, they say. He's coming down in the cloud. He's going to take us up. You're waiting for that. You're waiting for something that has already happened. The kingdom has already come. The Christ has already risen. But you're still waiting. I keep waiting. Waiting for the world to change. I keep on waiting. waiting for the world to change. You keep waiting when you really can have life right now and abundantly, but you're waiting. But anyway, so the government left the borders wide open, and every country sent their junk to us. And now we, the people, have to deal with stuff that we never thought we would have to deal with. Crime in ways that we never had to deal with before. We used to hear it was third world crime. We would watch this on the news and we'd go, oh my God, remind me not to go over there. Well, what they're doing over there, they're doing it over here now. A Venezuelan gang take over Colorado. Remember when we reported that so many illegals was going to Colorado, they were sending them over there. It was mind-blowing. And remember when we used to hear that Venezuelan gang member was out of control over there? And then they hired a tough president, and he started to lock them up and throw away the key and all that kind of stuff. But then they found out our borders are wide open, so they ran from over there, those that didn't get caught by the president over there, to here. And now the same crimes, and even worse, that they were committing over there, they're now doing it here in our country because our Democratic government invited them to come on over. The borders are wide open. Come on over. Send everything you got over to us except the good, decent people. I wanted to show you something. This is from Fox. The Aurora Police Department announced Monday that it is joining forces with the Colorado State Patrol and Colorado Bureau Investigation to create a special task force to address the city's concern about the Venezuelan gang. Trinidad Aragua. So now our country, something that we never had to do before, is creating a task force to deal with the gangs that they allow invited over by keeping the borders open and telling the people to come on in. Because we want you to vote, so we're going to cater to you. And now our government is going to create a task force, which is not going to do anything about it, by the way, to protect you, and it's not going to work. If they had not opened the borders like they did, if they had finished the wall and shut down the border, we wouldn't have this today. And yet you'll vote for the same people all over again. You will. You will still vote for them. Kamala Harris should not be getting one vote. The Democratic Party should not be getting one vote. But there are people who are going to vote for them. False, and they already know what the Democrats are going to do. And yet, they're going to vote for them again. No one should have to tell you not to vote for the Democratic Party. You've seen for the last 4 years what they have for you. They're about themselves. They don't care about you. They have said it in your face. We ain't going to build no wall. We're going to send this money over to Ukraine and other countries. We're not doing anything for you. You suffer. You live in fear. But yet you vote for us again and get more of this. And you say, okay, I don't like Donald Trump. I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't like you. Ooh, I almost cuss. They told you not to like Donald Trump, and you're saying, yeah, and Donald Trump have never done anything to you. One iota of a thing. But when he was in, he made your life a little easier. But the Democrats said, no, he's a bad guy. Don't vote for him. We don't like him. So you should, and you say, okay. While they're protected with security, and you have none. I want you to watch what the Venezuelan, according to a report, what they were doing over there in Colorado, USA. This is from Fox. Here's the footage shows armed men at a door. This is in the USA, not over in Venezuela. Well, not Salvador. It's right here in America now. Watch this.
Terrifying new video shows heavily armed men taking over an apartment complex near Denver, Colorado.
That's right. Obviously, a number of residents are moving out of fear, and one city lawmaker says it's evidence of the growing threat of that Venezuelan street gang, Tren de Aragua.
Tren de Aragua.
They can be seen walking up a stairwell at an Aurora apartment complex carrying handguns and a rifle. Here you can see them gather around a door before going inside. This doorbell video was shared with Fox by a now former resident who says it was taken shortly before a shootout at the complex that left one person seriously injured and several vehicles riddled with bullets. Another clip shows what appears to be two men forcing a door open at that complex. Now, some residents like the Romero say the fear of gang violence forced them to move.
It's been a nightmare, and I can't wait to get out of here.
Every day when we come home, we have to do this. Every time we go outside to take out the garbage, every time we try to go to bed at night, we have to keep it like this so nobody can kick in the door.
That's in the United States of America. You notice the men walking up with the guns? They ain't worried about the police coming. Not at all. The police could get there, but the police going to come after everybody gone. After the crime has been committed. And then they're going to report on the crime, but that's about it. Look how that woman has to lock up her apartment. That's not in Venezuela or El Salvador. That's right here. And it's El Salvador that's supposed to have the tough president right now, not Venezuela. But isn't that amazing? And your police and your CIA, they're building a task force for this. And you know how much they're going to do with the task force? Zero. Nothing going to happen. They're going to be charging you extra taxes to build a task force that's going to do nothing. When they could have just shut down the borders. And this would not be happening. And you're going to vote for the Democrats again. And then you're going to cry how bad things are. How bad it is. Oh, it's so bad. Everything's so high. Everything's so expensive. Crime's so everywhere. You voted for them. And you're going to vote for them again. Because they told you not to like Donald Trump. Donald Trump don't need you to like him. Donald Trump said, hey, I want to just make your life a little easier by bringing back police, by bringing back bail bond, by shutting down the border. I don't need you to like me. What happened? Your government made this, did this. This woman living in fear. She got locked on every part of the door. And then put a stick or something under the lock. And yet you vote for the Democrat. Kamala Harris, empty, no love, shallow. Kamala Harris walking around with nothing to offer. And you're going to vote for her. She promised you abortion. And you say, okay, I'll vote for you. Why are these people walking up the stairs and can take your life just like that? You and the baby life that you're trying to take. And you vote for them again. You need somebody to tell you not to vote for them. What's wrong with you? Here's more talk about the situation. Watch this.
We tried reaching out to the resources, but they told us since it wasn't actually a condemned building, we would have to wait until that was the issue, but we didn't want to wait for that.
The Romeros say the trouble started when a large number of migrants began moving in. Aurora sits just east of the sanctuary city of Denver that welcomed over 42,000 migrants since 2022. Now, city officials like Aurora City Council member Daniel Jarinski alleges the video is evidence of Tren de Aragua, a violent Venezuelan gang. And Colorado's GOP congressional candidate John Fabricore also is raising the alarm. Watch.
The situation's really starting to get bad. Sanctuary jurisdiction protects criminals and not U.S. citizens. And the real issue here is that there's a huge increase in violence in these areas in Aurora, where these newly arrived foreign-born migrants, many of whom are Venezuelan, have started to grow.
Amazing, huh? The Democratic Party, for 4 years, Donald Trump was trying to stop by building a wall, strong enforcement at the borders. Things were better. A few people in it were coming in. And the Democrats said, no, Donald Trump, you mean. We're going to leave the borders wide open. And they told the media what to say. And you said, okay. And you got to vote for them again. And this, the citizens in Colorado have to move out of their living quarters on the run while the illegal aliens are being protected. And the illegal alien gang members are coming up the stairs. They're okay, smoking cigarettes, on the phone, heavily armed. And you're on the run. Because they took away the police. And you're going to vote for them again. That's how you are in your own private life. You're not in control of your life. Somewhere, you forgot to be in control of your own life. You forgot to be an individual. You're paying a price in your own private life and this public life. And it's only going to get worse. This is in Colorado, USA. And your government did it. And they did it right in front of your face. And you said, okay, I'll vote for you again. Don't worry. Come 4 years, I got you. And Colorado, not even a border state. It's over yonder. It's not even over here. What I come back for, I'm coming straight to your cars. This is so like evil. This is evil. Back in a moment, 2 more hours to go.
That are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success, guy. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Bible Thumper Thursday, August 29th, AD 2024. The lines are full, I do believe, guys. JLP will be right back, and he will get to your calls, and we'll get to your super chats as well. Many have come in, and we'll get to more stories. But first, fake news, not fake news. The TSA, according to Commie Nonsense Network, the Transportation so-called Security Administration, is preparing for their busiest Labor Day travel period on record. What, they barely started in, what, 2001-ish? With millions set to fly over the holiday weekend. Long lines are expected, but travelers will have at least one welcome source of relief, lower prices than what we saw in 2023. That's a pretty low bar, low standard, because the prices were out of control, weren't they? And also, the flying is not as reliable, it seems like. Anyway, Vice President cackling evil Kamala Harris and her so-called running mate, Governor Tim Walz, they will sit down for a Commie Nonsense Network interview, their first joint interview today, to air 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific. It will mark the first time Kamala has sat down for a journalist for an in-depth, on-the-record conversation since Crooked Joe Biden ended his bid for a second term way back in July. What a mess. The interview will allow Kamala Harris to explain how her positions might differ from Biden's, supposedly. As the 2024 race enters a new phase, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz also began campaigning together in Georgia. Beautiful Georgia, for the first time this week, targeting the southeast portion of the state and providing a window into their strategy for the crucial battleground state ahead of November. And a deli meat recall. Watch out for the deli meat. It has listeria in some cases, possibly. The scared woman-led CDC, not led by Christians, reminding the public to avoid eating recalled deli meats amid a listeria outbreak in America that has expanded to become the nation's largest since 2011. Boar's Head, you know, they make good meat, I think, issued a recall in late July for more than 7.2 million pounds of their ready-to-eat liverwurst, and some other deli meat products due to concerns about potential listeria contamination. But the CDC says at least a dozen more listeriosis cases have been reported in recent weeks. A total of 57 people have been hospitalized in 18 states. 9 have died. Wow. The recalled products include liverwurst, ham, bologna. Is it bologna or bologna? Sausage and roasted bacon. What a shame. Most people who became sick reported eating turkey or liverwurst, and some reported eating ham. What a mess. Terrible. And also terrible, the student loan leeches, I call them. Shout out. The so-called Supreme Court declined Wednesday to lift a sweeping block on crooked Joe Biden's student loan repayment plan that aims to slash monthly payments and accelerate the path to so-called loan forgiveness. The high court turned down a request on the Biden administration to put the plan back in play after lower courts blocked it this summer in a legal challenge brought by GOP-led states. Wednesday's order has no immediate impact on the 8 million borrowers currently enrolled in the plan known as SAVE, Saving on Valuable Education. Valuable to who? How? Anyway, which was implemented nearly a year ago. But the fate of the plan could cost an estimated $276 billion, by the way, remains uncertain as courts consider ongoing legal challenges. There's a typhoon, nearly 4 million people in southern Japan, Typhoon Shanshan. They've been urged to evacuate. Typhoon Shanshan made landfall today, leaving thousands of residents without power. It's a mess going on in the world, lashing the Kyushu island with hurricane-force winds, torrential rain, and dangerous storm surge. Flights canceled. It's a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you want to be different? Do you want to be different? based on what's happening in my country, the answer is no, based on what's happening in America. But anyway, do you want to be different? You can get involved if you're busy out and about and listen to the show. Wherever you are, you can podcast, but you could be listening live by calling the Talk Stream line at 605 on your iPhone or iPad. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. And Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And what else? It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
All right, congregation, here's another Baptist preacher wants the Holy Ghost. Are you ready?
I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible, just like the Bible says. I got the Holy Ghost. La la. What the? What a mess, huh? And the devil rejoices. And the devil rejoices. And then I'm going right to the phone, but I was thinking about these people voted for the Democratic Party all over again, in spite of the hell the Democrats. The Democrats should be able to get one vote, not even one. They have proven that they don't care about America. They don't care about you. They don't care that you voted for them or not. It's about themselves. They're proving that to you. It's not like hearsay. It's not like hearsay. You don't need the media to tell you this. You know this already, and yet you vote for them. And yet you vote. It's like being in a bad relationship. You know your husband or your wife is no good, that they're nasty, they're angry, they're violent. You should not be with them. But you stay with them anyway. No matter how much you fight, you get beat up, husband and wife. And then if you try to leave them and you miss the pain that you had with them, the misery, you miss the fight, you miss the thrill of arguing, and you miss the thrill of making up. And then you miss the thrill of being angry. So you go back to them. And you're like, I don't understand this person. I don't know why this person acts this way. I just know this person is crazy. But you go back to them. Who is crazier? The one that keep going back or the one that bring the misery? You love the pain. Really. You don't know how much you love the thrill of pain. The good thrill, what you call good, which is still you, and the bathroom. You love pain. That's why you voted for the Democrats again. Come on, be honest. Things just might take away the pain if you vote for Trump. Trump just might bring back jobs. He just might make the prices go down again, taxes and all that. You don't want to feel good. You love the misery of fear. That's why you voted for him. I hear some blacks saying, well, I'm voting for Trump this time around. Why? Because he gave us a stimulus package. I'm like, what the? That's not a reason either. He gave me, don't tell nobody that. You voted for, you're a grown man, a grown woman. You don't need somebody to give you a stimulus package. and then you're going to vote for him? You vote for the man because he bring back jobs. He bring back lower the taxes, opportunities to start businesses if you want, lower prices on the home. The military is stronger. We're respected around the world because don't mess with us, right? Not because of a stimulus packet. Don't say that on the news. He ain't gonna give you no more stimulus packet. What happened? What happened to that endurance? Stand alone. If the world turn against you, don't hate them. Forgive them. Be free. Men and women, you should not be in relationships that you got to fight. You're not supposed to be fighting in a relationship. You're not supposed to be cursing each other out and beating up on each other. That's not relationship. That's not from God. If it's a gift from God, gotcha, it's going to happen naturally without your effort. Really, you won't have to do anything but live. Likewise, you should not be suffering in your country this way. This is America. We have not always been this way. But anyway, let me go to the busy phone. Let me go to your friend and my friend and the whole world friend and North Carolina friend, Kaya. I have not heard from Kaya in a while. Kaya, I was just asking us and Joel and the guys about you. How are you? You have a problem?
Hello?
Hold on, Kyle. Don't hang up. We have a problem with your phone. What the? They're going to check it out and see what's going on. Let me go to Dolly in the meantime, a first-time call out of South Carolina. Dolly, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, hold on, Dolly. This might be on our end. What the? 8887. What? Let's try Kaya again. Kaya. Hey, Kaya. No, Kaya. Don't hang up, Kaya. It's on our end,
hello?
I believe. Yeah, that's on our end. Hold on, Kaya.
All right, everybody. Everybody on hold. I know you can hear me. We have to reset the lines. It's a strange thing. So just call back in a minute, okay? We got the full
Let's
lines.
Do the
we don't
want
to lose any of our callers here. So call us back in a few minutes here, okay, folks? We're going to reset the lines.
Super chat.
Super chat.
In the meantime, we'll do the super chats while they're fixing the phones. What? Nah. Super chat. This is so nice, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Greenwald gave a diamond, speaking of nice, gave a diamond like 2-3 days ago, and Hake missed it.
How'd you miss it?
DLive stinks. In my opinion,
D-Live,
in some ways, I blame it on DLive. The real Democrats are Kennedy's supporters.
Amazing. You may be onto something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, this might sound crazy, but I believe that the civil rights movement is offspring of the Adam and Eve syndrome. My question is, do you think if the fall of Adam and Eve never happened, do you think the civil rights movement never would have existed?
I don't even understand that question, Mike. Where you get that one from, buddy? I don't understand that one at all. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Do you understand that question?
Yeah, and the answer is no. Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Had the fall never happened, they wouldn't have done the civil rights stuff. That was all fall. That's even further falling.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
I understand you, Mike Young.
Thank you, Mike.
Someone bought 5 coffees. He's been listening to your show for a couple of years now. Forgave my parents in 2022. Been doing the silent prayer morning and night since. Have no idea how deep the thoughts go and how wicked and relentless they could be. What a mess. Thank you for pointing out the truth to me and providing the tools and instructions to overcome. I hear you say, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And it reminds me, I have not seen anything yet.
Stay with it. Stay with it. I'm telling you, you have not see the depths of evil in your soul, in your heart. But if you stay with it, you will. And when you see it, you will overcome it. Amazing. Thank you.
Sotirios Coffee. After it happened again yesterday, I had to buy a coffee to apologize for James for the typos I've had in almost every message that made him look like he had trouble reading, laughing face with a sweat. Those were honest mistakes, and I'm truly sorry. Heart hands.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Sotirios. Someone bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Do you want to be different? Do you want to be different?
You gave us an assignment at the beginning of the year to want for nothing. Should I want to be different?
That's not answering the question.
Yeah, it's not an answer, but it's about that's the biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
He'll give his 2 cents in on Sunday.
Do you want to be different? I'll put my little 2 cents, but that didn't respond to the question.
I know.
But thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, even though you didn't respond to the biblical question. I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Thank you, someone with your coffee.
Yeah.
Over on Kick, did you know JSC Lee Peterson streams on Kick?
Kick!
AP9889 says, JSC Lee Peterson, I want to thank you for teaching men to be men and for teaching men it's okay to be a man. Thank you, T.Y. Thank you.
It's okay to be a man. Really. It's okay. Thank you.
Indeed. Forgive Your Mama bought a coffee. What does it mean when doing the silent prayer that you want your glass to be empty?
Meaning that don't hold on to anything. Don't hold on to any thoughts, whether good or bad. Don't hold on to wisdom. Don't hold on to anything. Just let it pass. Amazing. Good question.
Anatoly. I'm maybe butchering that name. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Anatoly? Anatoly? A-N-A-T-O-L-Y. Somebody help me out. Bought three coffees. Dear Jesse, I'm a listener for over 8 months.
Nice.
And the reason I know this is because thanks to you, I forgave my mother and father. But the issue with my mother, mostly, my life changed to amazing. Thank you for raising my awareness. I'm doing the silent prayer ever since, every morning, every night. Thank you for everything you do. Love you, Jesse.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Really. The one thing that is so interesting to me, there are so many things, is that human beings did not know that they needed to forgive their mothers. Satan had deceived them to think that they only needed to forgive their fathers. And it wasn't working that way. Isn't that amazing? You got to forgive mama, too. Mama is, and it's not her, but the spirit in her. That's the problem. So right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Scotty Ben, 1000. Shout out to Bond. Thank y'all for everything for Bible Thumper Thursday. We roller skating for Jesus.
That's right. Joel Friday TV. He black. Thank you, and thanks for your support. Amazing.
P.S. Our eyes don't get red from roller skating, though. Maybe we're not doing it right. Hashtag roller skating for Jesus.
Well, Joel says that his eyes get red because he's up so late. And he get up early in the morning to be at work for the show, right? So that's why his eyes are red, because he needs to go to bed earlier. But when he's skating, he ends up staying out until nearly midnight, I guess. And that's why the eyes are red.
That happens to my eyes, too, when I don't get enough sleep. My eyes get red. Yeah. Bloodshot.
Yeah, that normally happens.
Music Man bought a coffee. Jesse, could we get a quick update on the new building? I'm not a person with a lot of money. I did give a few hundred back in 2020-ish. Watch you regularly. Haven't heard you say anything about it some time. Know a lot of people donated. What's the current status? I'll try to check in with you more. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for your support. We just put the money away and let it draw interest until the opportunity to come where we can get the building. Everything kind of went on hold after the Chinese virus and everything higher. It is too costly to buy a building right now. It's out of control. So we just put the money away, and I'll keep you updated as we move forward. Thank you.
Derek bought a coffee. The very people who've been in power for 12 of the last 16 years want to tell you the guy who gave you the best 4 years is the problem.
That's such a good point. I want you to know how you think. The Democrats have clearly proven to you, Democrats and Republicans, we don't care about you. We're going to leave your country wide open. We're going to let drugs and crime come in. We're going to defund the police. We're going to do everything. And we don't care about you. And you still turn around and vote for them again. And they're going to tell you, Donald Trump is the bad guy. Donald Trump is the bad guy, not us. You don't know what we're not going to do. Donald Trump is the bad guy. And you say, okay. Think about that. You say, okay. How, with all the misery, but that's how you are in your private life, too. You have misery. And you make sure you stay in misery. They can tell you Donald Trump is the bad guy. When they approve it to you, they out here in California, there are like some neighborhoods where crimes are committed up and down that one block. And some houses, they're breaking into it for two and three times over again, right? And the police show up after the criminals are gone. They never be there to catch the criminal. No matter if they have cameras and alarm going off, the police is peeping around the corner, I guess. And yet you vote for the Democrats again. Anyway, thank you.
CEO Caguin, what is self-esteem and is it a good thing, he asks. On Twitch, GLP Talk on Twitch.
No such thing as self-esteem. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Famous Amos bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
No. 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 Parentheses, alpha jerky. I'm happy with the way God made me. Peace and love.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Alan Ballmer bought a five coffees.
So what?
Alan Ballmer bought five coffees. Bill was on fire yesterday. Bill Lockwood, fire emoji.
Bill Lockwood always on fire.
Reminded me of a quote from Ben Franklin, quote, those who sacrifice their freedom for security deserve neither. Fire, fire emojis. Happy Men's History Month.
It's just amazing to me how human beings, and I understand why though. That was so weird. But human beings will vote for their own destruction. You're literally voting for your own destruction. It's like being in a marriage and it's not working, but you stay there for your own destruction. And you lie to yourself and say, oh, I just love him. I love her. You don't see how crazy you are. It's you and not them. Yes, they have their problem, but it's you. You're responsible for you. Thank you.
Eric, now a member, a monthly supporter over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Jesse, I found you watching other pastors preach about 2 weeks ago, traveling for my job. Watched, listened to a video after video since. One, I absolutely love your straightforwardness. Say it as it is. I greatly appreciate your voice of honesty. Two, why is it so hard to get people to answer such easy, direct questions? LOL, it's amazing the stupidity of our society these days. Three, the fake money preachers shrug. I don't know what to say there. God bless you and your staff and your work. Forever new listener, Tailgate, Trucker Handle, Ohio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's stop there for a minute.
Okay.
And I want to get you some callers because I think things are working now. Thank you all. We're going to catch up with that, too, with the rest of it. I do appreciate it. I want to go to your friend and my friend and the world's friend, Kaya from North Carolina. Kaya.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
I hear you loud. Where you been?
I've been here in North Carolina, just keeping quiet.
How are the kids?
Oh, the kids are fine. All is well. My youngest kids, I don't know if you recall a couple years ago when we first started talking that they were living with their father. that's kind of when we first, when I first started calling, and I had asked your advice on whether or not I should allow them to go live with them.
Okay.
Long, long time ago. Anyway, so they had been living
with
them.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
I said the white word. I said recall.
Nice.
I didn't say remember.
I love that.
But he actually passed away recently.
Who?
So their father.
Nice.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
so,
well, not nice, but at least
no, I know. I'm not. I know he did.
He did.
But yeah, he is in fact dead. So you know, we're just dealing with that. But they're still doing well. They're very young, so it hasn't been like a dramatic thing. And my son is 8 years old, and he talks to me pretty freely about everything. And it's been amazing. The whole, all of it, all of it. It's
right
all been
on.
Amazing.
Well, may his soul rest in peace. Let me ask,
right on.
What have
yeah.
you realized about you over the years? Now that time has come and gone, what have you realized about you or life or anything?
Well, I realize I don't even know who I am, but it's not really a sad thing or a unfortunate thing. I realize I don't know who Kaya is.
Yeah.
I see glimpses of who I probably started off to be and who my father is in me. But throughout the years, that's been the main thing I see. And what I do see in me is wicked. It's so wicked that it's like alarming. It's so wicked that you try to find the good. And then even in trying to look at what's good about you, even that is wicked.
That's right,
so,
because you're never going to find the good. So stop looking for the good.
That's right. And so that's as far as I've gotten over the last 4 years or so since we first met and doing the silent prayer. Any time I have, like, fallen off or maybe not even fallen off, but not been committed to it, the stillness is so hard to find in the real life moments. When you're at work or when you're dealing with people, it's hard to be still when you haven't been being still on your own. That's what I've seen about myself. If I don't practice stillness and being quiet, I can't actually do it in life. It's kind of like what Joelle was saying. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, finish your point.
Joelle was saying the other day on one of his shows, I caught a couple minutes, and he kind of said something about it's easy to believe you're overcoming and you're this and you're that when you're not really in situations where life is happening. It's easy to be still if you don't go around people or if you don't, you know, if nothing's going on. But then when the things actually go on, that's the test that I've been seeing in myself is, am I actually being still or am I going unconscious and now going with the flow of people and their spirits and everything that's going on? That's what I've been watching more and more in myself and just seeing really how evil I am and how I don't know who's making me be these other versions of me that I know aren't me, also while knowing I don't know who I really am.
And so Joelle Fry, the TV show, she's referring to Joelle. He's here Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. He's black. So check out Joelle Fry, the TV. So are you saying that there are times when you don't be still? You don't do the prayer, the silent prayer?
No, it's not that I don't do it, but there's times that I'm not doing it. It's like a abbreviated version.
What do you mean by that?
Like, okay, when I first wake up in the morning, there may be 5 minutes where I haven't fully woken up and I'm watching thoughts, but I'm not really allowing myself to go into the prayer and just stay there. It's rushed.
Oh.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I've never stopped doing it since I started. I've never stopped doing it. But I see that there are times when doing the silent prayer, I will allow the thoughts to be too much or don't want to watch them anymore. So instead of continuing to watch them, I'll just stop.
Amazing.
And so that's what I mean.
Okay. What?
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, it's that's been the gradual process for me. And when I notice that I've been that way is when I see myself tripping in the world.
Yep.
And that's the truth that I have to tell myself is, well, you haven't really been being still.
Yeah.
Or really doing, you know, it's not that I'm not doing it, but it's like that lukewarmness, that half-heartedness. I'm doing it enough to say, oh, yeah, I did it. But
so
when I come out of that.
You haven't had enough pain to really commit to a seeking first? You need more pain?
I don't know. I only just now am realizing what it means to love your hell. Like, I thought I knew what it meant before.
Yeah.
But especially after, you know, the passing of my ex-husband and everything, and how those thoughts were such a whirlwind that I was almost willing to participate in the thought instead of watching them.
Yeah.
And just other situations in life, whether it's work or my personal life or whatever, when I really look at what I allowed the thoughts to do, that's when I start to see, like, oh, there is something in me. It's dying, but there's something in me that does still identify with the pain of these thoughts.
Amazing.
Well, so have I had enough of it? Yes, but, you know, I haven't been able to just drop it. No.
Well,
no.
You know what? Don't judge yourself. Just go back to it. That's all. And realize, you know what? I got to become present again. And just come back to it, because every day is a new day. Every day is a new. So you always have a new day. So no big deal. Just come back to it.
Yeah, that's true, because I notice when I have judged myself about anything, it's all a setup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it's good job, bad job, whatever, shoulda, coulda, woulda, it's just a setup anyways.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to tell you, it was making me laugh when you kept saying, what's wrong with you? Because my dad, he used to say that to me when I would cut up or when I was an adult and I would kind of be like in the dark, not really wanting to talk with him and things like that.
Yeah.
He would say stuff like that to me to like snap me out of it. What's wrong with you? You know, and it would make me nervous a little bit because I didn't have an answer.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to answer him, but I couldn't, you know. So that made me laugh hearing
nice.
You say that this morning.
It's insane. I mean, the Democrats have clearly, openly, they didn't care what we saw or what we thought about it. In the last 8 years, they have deliberately made the lives of American citizens, whether Democrat, Republican, rich or poor, white or black, they have made your life miserable, put you at risk. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's time to be voted again. And they're, oh, we're going to do this for you. We did this. Things are low. And you're like, oh, okay, I'll vote for you again. That's
yeah,
insane.
And they're just lying.
And like, the proof
lying.
Is there.
Yep, right in front of our face. Like in that Colorado thing, that's one of the most beautiful states that we have here in America. I mean, it's just naturally a beautiful place to be. And to see all of that stuff going on somewhere like that, it's really mind-blowing. But, yeah, that's what the people asked for.
Absolutely. Anyway, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Wait, I had called for the biblical question, but
hold on.
The conversation. Yeah, if you got to go, that's fine.
No, hold on. Let me go a quick break. I'll come back to you. We'll do the biblical question and get to others. Back in a moment.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Thank you.
The Hake, H-A-K-E, report is coming up. The Hake report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. The Hake. You don't want to miss it. It's a mind-blowing show. It's like, what the? And then at 11 a.m., Kaya mentioned Joy on Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. He Black, Joel Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And last but not least for now, brand new episode of The Fallen State. Tomorrow, which is Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I had a very interesting discussion with Kelly Fontanella. And Kelly is a former public school teacher, and she turned social media personality and founder of the Essence Institute. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I really wanted to be a mom, but God has closed that door for me to have my own kids, so now it's everybody else's child.
Really?
And I did not think I was ever going to leave being a public school teacher. I had set up this little life for myself that I loved, but then something happened that just made me realize, oh, wow, this career is changing. I actually got a gift for being a Black teacher.
What the?
Like, I've been banned 11 times on TikTok. I have to fight against the censorship constantly.
What's wrong with the Black?
I love you, Jesse.
You're going to enjoy this. Really. You're going to enjoy Friday, tomorrow at 12 noon Pacific time. And you can support The Fallen State right there by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate or clicking the link description to go to locals.com. So let me go quick back to Kaya out of North Carolina. She wants to respond to the biblical question, do you want to be different? Kaya.
Yes, sir.
You say?
No.
You do not want to be different?
No, because I don't want to be anything.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I appreciate you responding to that. And I'll put my two sentences on Sunday. And I wish you well with the kids and everything. Stay present, and it'll be fine.
And I appreciate the amazing conversation. I wasn't expecting that. And I decided the best way to get you those peach cobbler and bacon cupcakes is going to be a trip down there so I can just cook them fresh.
Good. I can't wait.
Right on. All right. Thanks, Jesse. Take care.
Good to hear from you.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Bye now. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Let me go to first-time caller out of Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Denisha. Denisha, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Okay, hi. I was calling today because I'm from Atlanta, and I've been living here, you know, well, and I've been living in the city for like a year now. So I feel like I'm experiencing, I guess, the city life. So I'm actually from South Georgia, like a smaller town. So it's different. And I don't know, there's just so much just over-sexualization and hold on, I wrote it down.
You said over what now? Hello?
There's a lot of over-sexual, sorry, can you hear me?
Yes. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, okay. So you said over there in Atlanta, too much sex?
It's too much sex. Like, okay. There's that, and then there's too much there's so much drugs and just so much negative stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like I don't have friends because I just don't do that stuff. So I just kind of stick out, and it's kind of lonely. So I want to talk to you about that.
So you want to talk to me about how to deal with all this and be alone?
I guess, like, how to keep my individuality, like, not fold to the peer pressure
And so your question for me is what?
How do I not fold to the peer pressure, keep my individuality, and just survive, I guess?
Number one, stay away from anger. Don't judge you or anyone else. Just don't be angry. And then number two, I want you to start doing the silent prayer so you can stay out of your imagination and emotions. Because if you listen to the thoughts and emotions, you're going to end up with the crowd and you will be destroyed. So you got to drop the emotion by staying away from the thoughts. Because you're going to get the thoughts, and the thought's going to tell you, oh, you're not fitting in. You're by yourself. You need this, you need that, and you're going to feel loneliness, and you're going to feel all that, and you're going to think it's you, and it's not. So you got to stay away from the thoughts.
Right. And then that's another thing. Like, sometimes I feel like when I meet someone, I try to, like, talk to them, and maybe I'll may share, like, my perspective, which is similar to yours, and I feel like they're like, oh, you're a coon, you're a conservative, you're voting for Trump. Like, they try to, like, kind of, like, insult me by, like, saying that stuff, and they just make me feel even more different. So I'm like, should I just be quiet? But
yeah.
I get, like, I'm okay, like, not sitting in and being alone. Like, I do it all the time, but sometimes it's like, dang, I would like similar friends with similar interests as mine.
I promise you this, without a doubt. If you do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and never ever try to fit in with the world, period. Don't try to fit in with anyone, any group, or anything. But if you just watch those thoughts and live your life moment to moment, moment by moment, God will add unto you. You will find yourself having friends around you that are in the right way, and they can understand where you're coming from. You will understand them. It will happen, but do not look for that. Because if you look for friends or if you look for this, you're going to always end up with the wrong person and wrong situation. So right. Don't look for it. And when you feel lonely, just know that that's just a thought. It's not you at all. It's impossible for the real you to be lonely. It's the fake you, which are evil spirits, that's making you feel like you're lonely. And when the people attack you because you're a quote-unquote conservative, don't take it personal. They cannot see. Do not get angry at them. There's never a reason to be angry. So don't get angry. And if you need to move on away from them, you move on and just live your life on a day-by-day, moment-by-moment basis, and you'll be fine.
Okay, that's great advice. Thank you so much. Wait, about the loneliness, though. So you're saying loneliness is a thought, but I actually, like, physically, I am technically alone, right? Or
physically,
I live alone.
Yeah, physically you are alone, but the real you is never alone. It's the fake you that makes you think you're alone. You have thoughts about, oh, I'm all by myself. I'm a conservative. I'm from a small town. I have no one to love and no one love me. And so you get those thoughts, and then you start feeling a feeling of loneliness. That's not you. Don't fall for that. Let that pass.
Okay. So the real me has who? Like, who's the real me?
When the fake you disappear, and it will if you do what I'm telling you to do, if the fake you, you're not your thoughts, you're not your feelings, you're not your body, you're not the up and down emotions, you're none of those things. And when the real you disappear, and it will, I mean, when the fake you disappear, and it will, the real you will appear. Then you will know you. Because you already know you, but you just forgot. When you became angry, you forgot who you were, and you are only now familiar with the false you. But the real you will appear when the false you disappear. You're not your body, you're not your thoughts, you're not your feelings.
Okay.
So
isn't it like, sorry?
So what?
But isn't it kind of like, I guess you can relate to this journey, like once you kind of elevate your spirituality or become, you know, more of yourself, the real you, that's kind of scary, right? Like becoming the real you.
No, seems, what's scary is the evil spirits that made a home in your mind and emotions. They are afraid of you discovering that you are not this fake person, and they have to leave you. They will be taken away from you, and they have the fear. That's what's scary, but it feels like you are scary. You're afraid of losing this false self, but it's not you. It's the evil spirits who are afraid that they have to go make a home in somebody else. Because evil spirits lives in human bodies. Human beings are possessed. That's why human beings are so evil. They're possessed by evil spirits and they don't know it. And so this fear that you have of knowing the real you, those are fake fears by the fake you, and it's not you.
Wow. Okay. So my mind is tricking me.
Yes. Your mind is tricking you. That's why you have to keep your eyes on your thoughts. That way you won't be deceived by thoughts if you can keep your eyes on the thoughts. I'm promising you, keep the eyes on the thoughts and you cannot be deceived.
Keep my eyes on. So like when I say, like, oh, that's a thought, I can just be like, oh, that's just like a fake idea. Like
100%.
Okay.
Don't call those fake things you at all. They're not you. You're not your fear. You're not the loneliness. You're not the suicidal thoughts. You're not the anger. You're not the whatever. You're not the drug addict. You're not the alcoholic. You're not the lesbian or the homosexuals or the drag queen or this or that. You're none of those things. So stop calling yourself lonely or anything. It's not you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And I wish you well in Atlanta. What a mess.
I wish you well as well. Thank you so much. I watch you all the time. I love your content. I think you're definitely different, and we need more people like you. So.
Well, you are waking up to that, because the only reason you can see where I'm coming from, the Spirit of the Father is with you. And he knows that you're opening up so he can come in. You're welcome in the truth. So he is causing you to see the truth. And stay with that. If you stay with it, did you forgive your mother?
I have a lot of people to forgive.
How about your mother?
Nope, not her either.
And why haven't you forgiven her?
Honestly, Jesse, I'm not very confrontational. So sometimes I just, like, let things go. And I'm just like, oh, you know, I just let stuff go a lot instead of, like, just facing those hard things.
So which is best for you, to face those difficult moments and grow in strength, or to be a coward by running away from those difficult moments? Would you rather live as a coward or someone who is overcoming being a coward?
I'd rather be someone that's overcome.
So then face your mother.
Know, any adversity. But, like, isn't that mean? I don't want to be mean. Like, I don't want to hurt her. My mom is very sensitive. I don't want to hurt her.
Your mother
is
very what?
She's sensitive.
But that's because she's so evil.
She's sweet. She really is. She's a sweet mom.
That's because, and you know why she's sweet?
Why?
She's evil. And she's trying to hide by a phony facade of sweetness when she raised all the hell right behind sweetness.
Oh, gosh, no.
That's why you're afraid of her.
Like, it'd be coming out of the blue, like, oh, like, I just come out of the blue and tell her she's bad or wrong. Like,
no, you come out when you see you need to forgive her. You come out and say, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong for resenting you. I realize you couldn't help yourself. And God will forgive you, but you're not going to be free. How else will you enter into the kingdom of heaven right here on earth if you don't forgive? How will you have perfect peace if you don't forgive?
Try and push it under the rug. And, like,
stand
on it.
Yeah, see how well that worked. But listen, you are only afraid of your mother because you resent her. Anyone who has fear, they have resentment. Anyone who has resentment has fear. They have no love. You got to face your mother shaking in your boots and have no expectation from her. And God will forgive you when you forgive her.
I'm going to let you know how that goes.
Are you going to do it?
I would like to. I would like to.
But what's stopping you? Otherwise, you're going to continue to become like her.
So a phone conversation, it's okay to do it over the phone.
What?
It's okay to do it, like, tell it over the phone.
Can you do it by FaceTime?
I could try.
Yeah, do FaceTime if you can't go home to tell her. Because you, if possible, you want to be looking at her so you can shake in fear. You want to be shaking and you want to have overwhelming fear. You want the fear to be so heavy you can hardly stand. And then the Father will save you. Because fear is evil and fear is of your father, the devil. And God is trying to save you from the fear. But you got to feel it so he can come in and save you from it.
She's not a scary mom. Like, I'm not afraid to, like, talk to her.
Well, then forgive her.
I would be afraid to hurt her feelings. Like,
feelings are evil. Why would you want to protect evil?
Well, she doesn't know that.
But you do.
So I'm supposed to, like, give her a lesson? Like, after I tell her, like, oh, the way you feel, Mom, is like...
No. You're supposed to forgive her and go live your life and leave her rent in her hell.
Oh, that is so mean. Like, is that not mean?
How's that mean? That's what love is. When you can leave adults in their misery and don't judge them, don't be angry at them, you love them. You're showing them love. But when you try to bring someone out of their misery, you're showing them hate. You're saying that I hate you. Mm. You're playing God.
Okay.
And why don't you get your father to help you deal with your mother?
My mom and dad aren't together, and that's a whole nother story. My dad is another story.
And long story short, what's that story?
Long story short, I kind of am, like, not feeling him right now because, I don't know, I, like, judge him a little bit, like, based on his choices. I know I shouldn't, but that's why.
And how will you ever love God as long as you judge your father?
That's the problem. Like, it's definitely a problem.
So why don't you talk to him and forgive him as well? Because
I don't mind forgiving him. Like, he's not... I don't mind hurting his feelings because his feelings won't be hurt. His feelings won't get hurt, but like my mom's will.
Right. I want you to know the feelings that you're trying to protect it are evil. You're taking your mother in hell trying to protect her feelings. Those are not her feelings. Those are the feelings of evil. And only when she has those feelings because she has not overcome either.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So listen, I'm going to have to run, but forgive your mother. Yeah. I want to encourage you to forgive your mother and your father. Otherwise, Atlanta will chew you up and spit you out.
Okay, Jesse, I don't want that. So I'm going to call you back, and I'll update you.
All right, and do the silent prayer.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to the first-time caller out of Colorado, Hunter. Hunter, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thank you so much. I've been following you for a little bit now. You've helped me overcome a lot, and you've been teaching me a lot. So thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Quick question. What's wrong with the Venezuelans?
Out of control. Oh, what a mess.
Out of control. We're out here. We're seeing it. They're door dashing. They're driving around. They're cleaning windows. But that's, you know, I have no opinion of it either way. I'm letting them do their thing, you know, as long as they don't do anything crazy.
So what do you think about the crime that they're, according to the reports, that they're bringing into the city there?
I'm catching my thought. I can only control what I can control. As long as they don't, you know, trespass. But being mindful, it's very interesting. A lot of them, if you think about it, they're in that prime age. It's men in their probably 20s and 30s. I heard a podcast from the UK. Boatloads. It's just interesting.
What do you think about the fact that the American government deliberately have done this to the people, to the American people, and yet the people will continue to vote in the same government? What do you think about that?
I think it's wild. I think it's crazy when you put it that way, that they've deliberately done that. And actually, my parents directly are kind of fallen for that trap, for that lie.
And so before I mentioned it this morning, were you aware that the American government has done this to its own people? Were you aware of that?
In a sense, I'm going to say yes, because it's easy to see, because when probably months back, you know, we hear about bus loads and buses coming
right
out here.
Yeah.
And we're literally seeing them physically, walking past them, interacting with them. My husband speaks Spanish, so he's able to communicate with them.
Amazing.
And so,
hold on one moment. Yeah. Hold on for me. 888-77, Jesse. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. I have more on that Typhoon Shanshan, if you're interested, and even if you're not. Over in Japan, what's the difference between a typhoon and a hurricane? I don't know. And Google versus Yelp, crazy lawsuit, sort of interesting. And liberal singers hate Trump, what else is new? And Russia has a stop list, don't come here. It includes Obama. Nice. Based Russia. No, I don't, whatever. Don't care. Anyway, and also the Paralympics are ongoing, if you're interested, and even if you're not. This is the end of hour two already. Bible Thumper Thursday, guys. August 29th, Happy Men's History Month, AD 2024. We're in the last few days here of Men's History Month. Let's see if we can make it count. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, then Joel Friday TV. He's live on YouTube and Instagram, 11 a.m. till 12. That is until even after 12 sometimes. That's over on Pacific time, of course. And then American Anchor Baby, 4 p.m. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting on this typhoon over there. Lashing the Kyushu Island with hurricane-force winds, torrential rain, dangerous storm surge. Hundreds of flights been canceled over there in Japan. Bullet train service has been suspended. Major companies like Toyota, you know, the car company that makes cars, they have factories here in America and Mexico, I think, or they used to. Rainfall has reached over 20 inches in many areas, and totals could be as high as 40 inches across some isolated and hilly regions. Forecast shows Shan Shan, that's the typhoon's name. Is that a woman's name? It better be a woman's name, or else Japan is lame like America. Is expected to turn east and move through Kyushu, weakening to a tropical storm by day's end. What a mess. Google, Yelp, has sued Google. Are they both evil? Evil versus evil? On Wednesday, alleging that Google used their monopoly to dominate local search and advertising markets. Yelp has long raised grievances with Google's search dominance, saying that in this lawsuit complaint, that Google has stymied Yelp's reach ever since Yelp rejected the tech giant Google's offer to buy Yelp, the platform. Whoa. Wednesday's Yelp lawsuit was one of the first steps taken since U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta. Amit Mehta, nice American name, M-E-H-T-A, called Google a monopolist in a ruling earlier this month that concluded Google violated antitrust law. Yelp is seeking monetary damages and an injunction prohibiting Google from continuing to engage in the supposed anti-competitive practices. They didn't say supposed. I put that in there because I don't know. Google said in a statement that they plan to appeal the decision. What a mess. I guess the decision by that judge. Anyway, Beyoncé, Celine Dion, and Foo Fighters, bunch of lame-o liberals. Can they stop the Trump campaign from using their music? It's complicated. Can't really do it. Do they even own their stuff? Several artists have objected to the use of their music, several meaning at least a few, by the Trump campaign, objected on some level or commented about it. Some actually may have grounds to take legal action. What a mess. What a terrible mess. 92 American citizens were recently added to Russia's stop list, according to CNN, a move that bans them from entering Russian territory. Based. The list includes so-called journalists from the slimy rhino outlet, the Wall Street Journal, the failing New York Slimes, and the Washington Compost, among others. Last year, Moscow banned 500 Americans. Wow. Including the worst president in the history of America, Barack Hussein Obama. Also, late-night television host Stephen Colbert and several U.S. senators, or at least a few. You may have heard about that back then when that happened. And Tony Estanguet, president of Paris 2024 Organizing Committee, was hailing the Paralympic Games as an opportunity to change societal perceptions of so-called disabled people. Isn't that sweet? I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: do you want to be different? Do you want to be different? Do you? You can listen to the show if you're busy. You can podcast, but you can listen to it while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. I'll eat some Mexican candy. Sorry. 605-615-4131. And if you are to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Last hour of the show. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't.
They call him the Holy Father.
There ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy Maker.
He preached for us and let us, and didn't tell us what it is you mean.
I can't believe you people follow a man. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Talking about the Venezuelan gang member, crime over there in Colorado, and the fact that Democrats deliberately brought in all this mess upon the American people, and yet the American people will vote them back in again. You deserve the type of government you got. Think about that. And they're voting in because of a color, or because it's a female, or because you're a Democrat, or because they're going to give you abortion. They allow you to have abortion. Isn't that amazing? And you're going to catch pure hell. You think these last 4 years have been bad? Just wait. Let me go quickly back to a first-time caller, Hunter, out of Colorado. Hunter, do you see that the American government brought this upon the people?
Yeah.
And what do you think about the fact that the people are going to vote back in the same government that has done this?
What a bummer. And it's, I think that's a bummer. And it almost feels like we've been fooled. Not that I vote for it, but it just seems like our Democratic governor has been in there for a while, so I can see it. And like you explained just a second ago, you laid it all out. And it's so true. I see it.
So the people deserve what the government they vote in, right? They deserve what they get. Yeah.
Yep.
It's amazing. Amazing. So, well, go ahead.
What should I do? Should we leave, or should we just make sure that stick to with the vote voting? I guess, huh?
Well, the one thing I know about life, running, and I'm not telling you what to do. That's between you and your husband. You say you're married to a Mexican, right?
I am.
Married to a Mexican. What does he, and you're white?
American. Kind of American Hispanic, yeah.
I'm sorry?
American Hispanic.
Oh, I see. What does he, your husband, think about the fact that the Democrats opened the border, did nothing for America in the last 4 years, sent the money to everywhere but America. They have deliberately set us up for this. What does your husband think about this?
He sees it too. And his perspective, because he's first generation.
Right.
So, but he considered himself American though too in that aspect. And he wants, he's with the Great White Hope, and he wants his own land. So he sees through it, even though he grew up kind of socialized, with the Mexican culture and everything, first generation that year in America.
Right.
But yeah, he sees through it. And I think the more mature we get, the older we get, it was hard to see it when we were younger. I guess I'll speak for myself, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you realize that if the Democrats get back in, that what we see happening now would double and even get a little worse. I mean, great, it'll be double what we have right now in the country. It's only going to get worse.
Yes.
What do you feel about, how do you feel about that?
Oh, it almost feels like a twofold. Like, I see it, and that, and, you know, another thing is to do what we can to vote on the right side. But then I have a something in, like, there's a split second of, like, this is so big and beyond. Like, does the vote even count? Like, this is crazy. But, no, I think, I see it and having to stop that and doing what we can. And that's, I guess that's it's true what they say, that the, you know, the voting and everything, we can't vote them back in.
Yeah, you got the people keep voting in. It's like being in a bad marriage, and you know the marriage is bad, and yet you stay in the marriage, and the devil's telling you somehow or another you're going to make it right. Somehow or another he's going to change, or she's going to change. Somehow or another, you still listen to evil, and that's what... And evil only lied to you, set you up to make it worse, because evil will deceive you every time, and it will turn on you. And so the people keep voting back the same people because evil is telling them that somehow or another it's going to be better this time. And it won't be better. It's never going to get better.
100%.
Well, just I guess what you have to do is just let the folks know, try to warn them. But you stay with working on yourself so that through it all, you could be protected.
100%, yep. I see it. Thank you so much.
It's good to hear from you, Hunter. Call me again.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Have a good one.
All right, now. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Rick. No, Rick. What the? 888-77. No, Rick. I went to Rick. Normally, Rick called in late in the last minute, and I'm like, I'm going to take Rick this time. And he didn't even answer. What the? I think Rick lay his phone down and go to the toilet somewhere. I'm not sure. Aaron is out of Maryland. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Aaron. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Hey, I called. I had a couple of comments, and then
have
I
have someone get line one out there for me.
Hello?
Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, I said I had a couple of comments, and then I'd like to answer the biblical question.
Okay.
I was actually in the YouTube live chat earlier in the morning, and I was talking with someone who was claiming that Jesus is God, and unknowingly they actually led me to read chapter 8 of John, and they were using parts of the verses from chapter 8, I guess, to prove that Jesus was God. And then I would only look at the verses based off of whatever the other person was, whatever verses they were looking at. What I found is that most people, when they try to use biblical verses to disprove or whatever they want to do, usually if I go to that verse and I read either before or after it, it kind of explains the whole picture a lot better. You know what I mean?
Not quite.
Okay. Well,
give me an example. Give me an example of what you mean.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Let me see. Let me just pull it up real quick. So I'll tell you what I was given, the verse I was given, and then what I found right next to it. So the verse that was used to prove that Jesus is God is John 8:58, where he says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we used, right? And then I just look around, and I looked a little bit before it. So it said, John 8:54, it says, Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. You know, I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't trying to use it or anything, but it just happens to be when I investigate myself and I look.
Oh, I see. That's why it's best to know for yourself, to look. Don't just take anyone at their word. You have you need to look for yourself. So because once you know, you see it for yourself, no one can make you doubt yourself.
Yeah, it happens every time. Every time someone uses a verse to make me think or do something, I look at it myself, and then I find the truth around it.
Amazing, man. Absolutely. That's deep.
And then another comment I had was, you guys used a picture of, I think it's Jesus, like with his hands on a stone, looking up to pray.
I see him now.
Yeah. And I noticed something. I tried it, and I wasn't praying or anything, but I just looked up. And I noticed that when you do look up, you see the least amount of your body. And so it's kind of as if you are outside of yourself. You're not, you don't even know that you yourself, unless you see like a hand, you look down and you know that you're in your body. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
I've not thought about that, but okay.
Yeah, this is a comment.
Right on.
And then I'd like to answer the biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
Yes. Yes. And the want is coming from the fake me. And that's how I know I still am on this path of ego death. As long as I still feel that want, I know it's from the devil, because the devil can't enter into heaven. And to be different is to be the few from the many. And so if you are a part of the few, you don't want to be. There's no need to be different. And if you're a part of the many, then you always have that, like, that yearning to be different, which I believe comes from evil.
Interesting. Amazing. I want to respond to that, Aaron, but I got to hold my peace until Sunday. But I really appreciate you responding. And then I like the fact that you checking for yourself now rather than just taking somebody at their word.
Yeah. I noticed that I got to be, even though it is pain, it hurts, but I got to be extremely honest with this thing, because I see it now playing games with me. Like, any chance I get, I think you had a call earlier that I really resonated with, which is I forgot who it was, but they were mentioning that when they're out in the real world, they notice the difference in their stillness when things are happening around them.
Yeah.
And so I realized that I was hiding because of that. Because I didn't want to be honest with myself, and in order to hide from myself, you just be in a room somewhere, you know, doing a silent prayer, you know, quote unquote. But the reality is, when you're outside in the world facing all these things, I actually see the things in myself better, even though it's painful to see. It's like, in the moment, I'm reacting to this in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I got to just accept that it is evil. I can't even react to the fact that I don't like how I just behave, you know?
Right. Amazing. Well, stay with it. You have not seen anything yet. It will become clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer.
I believe it.
Amazing. Thank you, man, and thank you for responding to the biblical question. Call me again.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Wyatt out of Washington. Wyatt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Wyatt. Thanks for calling.
Mike, I was going to respond to the biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
Yes. I do.
Amazing.
And then I have a Bible thumping question.
Okay.
How do you know that speaking prayer is useless when Jesus told us to pray in a certain way?
Because when you speak prayer, you're speaking out of vanity. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. You don't know what to ask for. And so you're speaking vanity and worshiping. You're speaking to Satan and not to God.
Okay. Well, so if I got saved, then I wouldn't be praying in vanity if I knew what I wanted or what I needed to pray for.
Repeat that.
If I got saved, would it still be in vain?
What does that mean, you got saved?
Like, if I was, if I had the Spirit in me, like, I don't know.
If you return to the Spirit of God, you would never have to ask for another thing.
Then why did Jesus tell us to pray in a certain way?
Well, the silent prayer is the prayer, because if you really listen to the Lord's Prayer, it is the silent prayer. You're recognizing God. You know of yourself. You can do nothing. You let go. And that's what the silent prayer is all about, letting go and letting the Spirit of truth take over.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Stay with it. Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse. Bye.
All right, buddy. 888-7753. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Ron.
Good. That's good to hear.
Thanks for calling.
I want to do some Bible thumping.
Okay.
But I want to first address Ronnie from Ohio. He wanted the next time I call in to tell you what I agree with you on, since I call in and disagree with you.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it was super chat about maybe a month ago.
Oh, sorry.
Ronnie from Texas. Oh. He wanted to know what I agree with you on.
Ronnie from Texas?
No, Ronnie from Ohio, I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, so you want, real fast, because that's kind of a other show, but you want to tell me what you agree with me on?
Yeah, before I get to the Bible thumping, I agree with you that the great white hope is the great white hope.
Right on. Thank you.
All right. Now, Bible thumping.
Amazing.
Isaiah 45:7. God said, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all those things. Do you believe that?
And your point is what?
I'm just asking, do you believe what the Most High just said when he creates evil?
Maybe, but your point is what?
To point out the fact that the Most High is all-powerful. There's no evil that that goes on that he didn't create. So when we say he's all-powerful and say that he doesn't create evil, you're diminishing his powers.
Okay.
Yeah. God is all-powerful. He creates evil.
Amazing. Thank you, Ronnie. That's interesting.
It's Ron, not Ronnie.
I mean Ron. Ron from Texas. Sorry.
All right, Jesse.
Thank you,
buddy. Favorite guy on YouTube.
Right on. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call.
All right,
buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Sweden. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Sweden and talk to Philip. Philip, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Izzy. How are you doing?
All is well, Philip. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for letting me on. You know, I listen to you on and off, but you keep following me, you know, in my life in this journey. And it's really refreshing to have some, I've heard some other callers say, have some Jesse, even though, you know,
well,
we shouldn't have.
heard around the world by everybody and their mama.
Yeah. Well, I just want to let you know I appreciate you. That's basically
thank you,
what
man.
I say. And
thank
my
you.
Question, my question is, so I thought about this. I've never heard you talk about it to anyone. Ask you if you could go back in time. I know you don't do apes, but let's say you go back in time, you see your 18-year-old self. Would you approach yourself and give it advice, or would you even like approach yourself? Would you let yourself suffer? Like, what would you do in that case?
That's an interesting question. I don't know, and I wouldn't know until something like that would happen, because the one thing I know for sure and without a doubt, I never know what I'm going to do until it happens. And so I can't even make up something because I wouldn't know.
I understand.
But that's an interesting question, man. I never thought of that before.
Yeah. Maybe it's a more of a intellectual kind of, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter the answer, but it's more of a ego thing to. It's fun to think about.
I understand. No, I have no idea because I don't. I know that I don't know what I would do, and that's why I don't even do ifs, because no one knows what they're really gonna do until it happens. And when people say I would never do this or I would never do that again or this, they lie to themselves. And so it's a good question, interesting question, Philip, but honestly, I just don't know.
You know, I was holding a call yesterday. I called in yesterday, but you can get on. But no, I thought about another question. You said, you know, you talk about you better forgive now because you don't know, you know, when you drop your body, you're going to get stuck in the state that you drop your body in.
Yes.
I just want to know, like, how did you, I guess I don't see that. Like, I can't see how we live in this world would affect our, like, soul, afterlife world, whatever. Like, my world would be like.
Because you are a spirit, and if you drop your body in the spirit of darkness, you don't know if you're going to get a chance to come out. So the best thing to do is to do it while you're alive. And so if you drop your body in the light, you're going to be in the light already. But if you drop your body in the darkness, then no proof that you're going to come out of the darkness. All you have is right now.
But is this something that you've seen for yourself, or you think this is how it is? Or how, like, do you know this to be true? For yourself.
I know that I would not want to take the risk of dropping my body in the spirit of darkness. That's for sure.
Oh, okay. So you don't really know, but you rather don't take that risk.
I mean, I wouldn't take the risk of it, no. I have one chance, and my chance is now. And if there's other chances, I'm not aware. But if I can overcome the darkness while I live, and just living the light while I live, I wouldn't want to take the risk of living my whole life in darkness and then thinking that if I drop my body in darkness, somehow or another I'm going to be in the light. I wouldn't take the risk.
In one sense to me, this seems kind of like unfair because, you know, how would you know about that you should forgive? How would you be able to remember in time before you drop your physical body? Like,
because
you know
we
what
all,
I mean? Like,
yeah, because we all, because we already know the truth, but most people just don't want to return to the truth. They love the darkness. In reality, every human being already know that anger is evil because they know they're miserable. They know they have no peace being angry. And they know it. They know that they need to forgive, but they're stubborn. They love their misery, so they'd rather not forgive so they can complain and live in their misery. We already know the truth. We just don't want to admit it.
Because I just think about before I got to know this path, and I went and forgave my mother, and I, you know, my life changed. So I cannot, like, unsee that. Like, I am on this path now. But before, like, I cannot remember that I like, you know, I know to forgive. I know that, I didn't see myself in there, you know?
But you knew something was wrong, though. Even though you...
Right, but I didn't know...
Go ahead.
Well, I didn't know it was evil or, like, that it was that bad. You know, you're right. I had a sense, but I couldn't... I was, like, still in the dark. I was, like, I could have went anywhere. I could have went, you know, down a cliff. I have no idea.
Right.
So it's, like, really lucky for me.
But you knew something was wrong. That's why you were looking. You were searching for something. You didn't know what you were searching for, but you were searching for something.
Right.
Every human being has that, but most won't go toward that.
But I still, you know, people ask me sometimes, like, how did you get to... You know, it's funny, a lot of things that you talk about, that's why I keep listening to you, because I just recognize so many things you talk about. Without you knowing me, you just talk about my life, basically.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, other things, I just keep living on this path, and sometimes I encounter people who are, like, also searching, and they see something, just like you say, they see something in you, you're an example, and they ask you, like, you know, what are you doing? How are you doing that? And I tell them, or a lot of questions is like, how did you get to that place? And I really cannot answer that. Like, I don't know. Other than that, I came to this insight that I need to go and forgive.
Absolutely.
But I cannot, like, I can't teach them. They have to come up. It has to come from within their heart themselves. And so what I say, it doesn't really matter in a sense if they can't see it.
That is, you know, beautiful, man. And that's why I tell people, when you wake up, don't go out there and start teaching. Don't be thinking that you got to be a teacher, because just as the truth revealed itself to you, God will use you to point the way to the truth for the next person, and they'll find it. You don't have to teach them. You don't have to tell them everything. Just tell them what the Father tell you to say and move on. And they'll find it. They'll find it as well.
There are a lot of people. I understand now. It really is that way. That one in 1,000 and two in 10,000, and most of it. I don't want to give up, in a sense, of like saying or talking the truth. But in a sense, I see a lot of people, like you say, they don't want to know. So
right.
I just leave it be.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-5373. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up. H-A-K-E Report is coming up at the top of this hour. And James Hake, the guy with the good hair, is on fire. And he white. He white. And he's not afraid of the blacks. He love all. So he has no fear. TheHakeReport.com at 11 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Check, first time callers, check him out if you have not heard it. And then after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. And Joel Friday's on fire too. What the? You don't want to miss it. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. A genius. Full of fire. Full of energy. And he takes you on a ride. Not a pot ride. Not a fentanyl ride. But on a real plane. He know how to fly. He learned to fly on Google. So you are safe on his plane. What now? And don't forget social media. Y'all know how to social media, right? Follow. Subscribe. Ring the bell. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble.com. And Cozy, COZY.TV, where Christ is King. Over on Cozy, you can find Christ. Amazing. So listen. Thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. Rebuilding a Man, go over there to rebuildingaman.com, make a donation. Rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. I want to go quickly back to Philip and just finish up with Philip out of Sweden. So, Philip, and just add, you're right. Don't try to teach. You be an example. And just like Satan control your tongue and to make you think and do the same thing you don't want to, God will control you. God will control you, and he will give you the right word to say to the people or person who want to know the truth. It'll happen naturally.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's kind of what feeds into my first question there, the hypothetical one with what would you do if you approach right. yourself. I see, and with myself too, if I were to answer my own question, I think I would let myself just be, and I did really suffer before I find this, and I think that was a good thing. I mean, not a good thing, but apparently it helped me, right? In a sense, I think I needed it, so that because I truly also see that what you say about the human heart is truly evil. Like it's so clear to me, and yeah. I see it in myself how it is so wicked. And I mean, that's why the pain probably needed. So for me, I probably would have just let myself suffer, and because obviously that's what got me here. But then there's just one thing with that. It's not exactly the truth, because I see people that suffer all the time and they don't wake up. So it's not the whole answer either. My honest answer is what you come to at the end of the day, going around this whole circus of intellectual reasoning, is just that I really don't know why I'm here. I don't know how to get here, how to teach others to get there. I don't know. I have no idea.
Beautiful.
I'm just here now. That's all I know.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
And you're right, you know, in the Bible it says salvation is of the heart, salvation is of the heart. And that is because human heart, human beings, are wicked to the core. There are no words to express the depths of how evil human nature is. There are no words. And that's why God changes the heart of mankind.
Sometimes it just leaves me speechless how people can behave.
Yes.
And like it just, yeah, makes me brain dead almost. Like it's just, you cannot even interpret some of the actions people do.
I know.
So beyond.
Yeah. And it's not them. It's the spirit of evil that has taken over their heart. And I hear people say, oh, look for the good in people. You can't look for something that's not there. There's no good at all in human nature. Zero.
Where are you going to look? You just feel of every, and everyone I see, they're like possessed. Like I walk around and I see people just so, like I see it in their eyes. And
yes.
They walk.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when this whole COVID thing happened in a few years ago,
yes.
I wasn't afraid of some virus. I don't really care about that, but I come from a different background in that sense.
Right.
But I was more like, I kept an eye on people. Like, how are people going to behave?
That's
what are they
right.
Gonna, you know, it's like a scared herd that's just going to run in panic, you know?
Yeah. You know, you just caused me, and then I'm going to have to run here. But I was thinking about how wicked human nature is. Human beings are evil. I was thinking about, because I deal with this a lot, talking to a lot of men, I was thinking about how women's hearts are so evil that they can take the man's children away from him and destroy in an attempt to destroy the man and the children, they would literally, because the woman's heart is so evil, she would destroy her own children to try to get back at the father to appease her own ego. Think about that. It's all about evil ego fulfillment, and it doesn't matter what they do to the children for their own self-gratification. That is evil, man.
A single mother, I've seen all what you talk about when it comes to women, too.
Yeah.
It's that's also crazy. But ultimately, men are the same. We need to step up, you know?
Yes.
That's the reason why women are going crazy. So.
Well, the reason women are going crazy is not that women are going crazy because men are weak. Women are going crazy because they're not overcoming evil. Because if men never woke up, the woman can overcome evil too if she just look at herself and admit that she has it, that she is angry. And if she admit that she's angry, the father would do the same for the daughter that he would do for the son. So that's why women are evil, because if all men woke up and the woman just decides she's not going to admit she's evil, she's not going to wake up. So it's not based on the man, it's on her.
It's true, but then you read in the Bible, there's some verse, like when there was, wasn't it Jesus that was told, go look for a God-fruitly woman or something? And he found none, and then he found one man.
Yeah,
he found... like in reality, you're going to find a woman, probably not, but... Yeah, I see your point. They all have the freedom.
Yes.
But I just think that if men woke up, wouldn't have a chance to go crazy. You know, we would just put a stop to
They definitely would have a better chance, especially if their fathers were awake while raising the children, and he would protect them from the mother, then the woman would be fine. But I got to run, Phil. Amazing call, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you, and... I keep listening.
All right.
I will.
Thank you, buddy. Around the world. It's the same everywhere. Everywhere. It's the same spirit. Evil is evil in every human being. Every human being. There's not one. If you want to be free, you must be born again. Ain't no way around it. Everyone who born of the woman must be born of the father if you want to be free. If you want to have perfect peace right here on earth, if you want a pure heart, you must return to the Father. Ain't no, then you can be Allah, Uaba, Catholic, whatever. Until you drop that anger, you're going to suffer. Ain't no way around it. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. C-on-C. Jesse Love, I'm like the Bachelorette. Give me red rose, not my favorite like lilies are, but I'll take it. musical note emojis. I guess it's a song. I don't know the melody. And I got three lovers, and I ain't ashamed. I love them all the same.
Well, I got two lovers, and I ain't ashamed. Two lovers, and I love them both the same. Let me tell you about my first love. She treated me good, like a lover should. I love her. I really, really love her. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
Lilacs.
Amazing.
Lilacs in New York on X. JLP Talk on X.
JLP Talk. Hello, X.
People are totally group thinkers now. You are so right when it comes to your question, do you want to be different? I grew up super independent, and while I got so heavily involved in communism, Facebook, Instagram, I found over the course of 10 years I became a group thinker. I'm slowly finding my way out of that mess.
That's what happens when you can see you. When you can see what's going on inside of you, you can overcome. You can overcome. Amazing. Thank you.
See on C with another coffee. You're not concerned when you don't hear from me. Forlorn emoji.
Who is not concerned?
You.
I am.
Oh.
What the? I am concerned, Sion. What the? Amazing.
Oh, my
boy. Why does she say I'm not concerned?
She's in her head. Typical woman. Shout out.
Shout out to Sion. Okay.
All my bone days, butter coffee. If ever we needed the If poem by Rudyard Kipling, we need it now.
If ever I needed you, Lord, I need you now. And you ask for the If poem, here it is.
Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing.
If.
But that poem is so deep. It's a New Testament all the way. And once you overcome that anger and you get to see yourself, pay attention, you will be able to do it. You'll be able to live that way. And you have nothing to do with it. I'm telling you, but you got to drop the anger. You got to see what's going on inside of you. You are your own enemy. Not the world. The world out there is not your enemy. You are your own problem. Really? Really? It's inside of you. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, All My Bone Days, for your coffee.
All My Bone Days. Never seen that.
Look what you did. Age of Inversion with a rumble rant. Jesse, Venezuelan gangs controlling apartment complexes is just who we are in a rules-based order of our values in our democracy, trademark. Small price to pay to get a utopia.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't quite understand, but okay.
I think it's sarcasm.
Oh. Thank you for the sarcasm.
It's bitter satire.
Thank you.
Age of Inversion. High IQ.
Yeah.
Chris Person, 77, three coffees. Biblical question response.
Do you want to be different? Do you want to be a different?
No. I want to be in the light, where whether that's different or normal is not my concern. Being different to be different seems like a bad goal. Being different is incidental, says Chris Person.
Amazing. Thank you. Interesting. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Heart Demand Coffee. The difference between human and animals? The animals will never let another dumb animal to lead them. What's your idea about it, Jesse? Triple question mark.
Animal and human natures are the same. No life. Amazing. Thank you.
He also says, God bless you and the crew. Thanks, hands emoji, and Trump all the way, American flag.
Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. Can you hold right there for me?
Sure.
Remember, and then we're going to pick up. I want to squeeze in a couple more calls here. 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first-time call out of Texas. Ricky, a first-time call out of Texas. Ricky, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'd like to just give my little 2 cents on the Venezuelan issue.
Okay.
So I'm in Ennis. It's a little outside of Dallas. And I go to this racetrack. It's, the oldest racetrack in the country, actually. And it's a little bit of an ongoing joke, within the racing community, because slowly over time in the last 4 years, there's been more and more like of this group showing up and playing real loud music and partying and throwing glass bottles all over the place and making a mess. And everyone started to realize that they're all Venezuelan. And it's like a invasion of the racetrack, and it's no longer become a racetrack. It's just a party zone for them. And now the racetrack's been closed by the fire marshal because there was over like 3,000 there, and it went over capacity, and it was like a, it's super dangerous, you know, not only there,
amazing.
But yeah, it's crazy.
But just imagine how many of those people are going to turn right around and vote for the Democrats again.
Yeah, they will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know it's for sure the Democrats' fault that they flooded the border. You know, Biden literally said flood the border.
Everybody knows it, man. Everybody knows it. And you don't need the media. Yep. Anyone to tell you, every human being in America know this. And yet, yeah, they're going to vote right in the Democrats again. The people get, yep, the type of government they deserve.
Yeah. But one thing I'd like to say is in Texas, we have Greg Abbott, a.k.a. Hot Wheels. But he kind of aided and abetted to this invasion. You know, I think him shipping the illegals throughout the country was just the biggest mistake he could have ever made. You know, I know he was trying to make a point, but all he did was just spread it to other cities. You know, what do you think about his decision to do that?
You know, at first I wasn't for that, but he was, and as you said, in his mind, I guess, I can't read his mind, he was trying to get the attention of the Democrats. Okay, you guys don't care that they're coming here? Let me show you what it's like. And I think, yeah, he was trying to get the attention of the Democrats. And I maybe didn't realize the Democrats don't care. It's what the Democrats want.
Yep, that's what I think, what they wanted. But
yeah,
and just one other thing. I went to Breckenridge, Colorado on the 4th of July, and right outside of it is Silverthorne, is a small town. And I went to an auto parts store and kind of was just looking around. And
long story short, real fast, because of time.
Yeah. Yeah, so just looked around and kind of noticed how many Venezuelan, kind of Haitian people were, and I was like, oh, whatever, you know. And then we went to the Walmart, and every employee there was for sure not American.
Wow.
Like, it was all you know, foreigners, like, they, yeah, didn't speak any English, and it was really scary to see, you know.
And yet the people are going to vote them back again. Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you for the thank you for taking my time.
Absolutely, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Della. Our friend Della out of Virginia. Oh, Della's gone. Let me go to Lindsay out of Ohio. Lindsay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
All is well. Lindsay, thanks for calling.
I was calling because I've been a long-time listener. I've started trying to develop a habit of silent prayer. I try to start it in the morning,
yes,
at the very least. And I'm still finding myself getting very frustrated at times. And I'm trying to see what I'm missing.
And frustrated at what?
Like mainly with dealing with my children in particular.
Oh, okay. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Not since I've started listening to you, because I kind of felt like I had been doing it over and over again, because they put me through counseling a lot when I was a teenager and during my young adult years and stuff like that. So, and every time I would do that over and over again, but since I hadn't listened to you, I didn't really know what to do with it past that point.
Yeah, you need to go and forgive your mother so God can change your heart.
Okay.
Because you're still feeling the frustration because you have not forgiven. Forgive your mother for recreating her image by imposing her will, causing you to become angry. You have her spirit, which is evil. And it's not her spirit, but it's the spirit of evil. And then forgive your father. Have you done that?
Yes. I mean, I don't argue with them or you know, get upset with them and their actions anymore or anything like that.
Have you told your father you forgive him for not protecting you or not being there for you the right way?
No, not my father.
And
no.
Why not?
I hadn't thought of that. I guess I thought to do so with my mother, but not with my father.
Yeah, before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven within, right here on earth, because the kingdom is inside of us and it's above. But before you can enter in, you must admit to yourself that I have this anger and I'm wrong. Because anyone that has anger playing God, I'm wrong. And then forgive your mother and forgive your father, and God will forgive you. And he's going to start changing your heart. And when you do the silent prayer, you just watch those thoughts, because he's going to allow you to see the spirit of evil inside your mind and emotions. And he will take that away from you. And you're going to find, once you forgive, you're going to find that you have a little bit more patience that you didn't have before. And it would just grow and grow, and you'll be fine. But you got to forgive your parents.
Okay. So I'm kidding myself when I say that it's getting better.
Well, you won't need to say that it's getting better. You'll see that you're free from it. There's no such thing as getting better. You're going to be overcoming evil with good because your heart has changed. But you got to forgive your mother. Do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. Don't call them you. And forgive your parents. Can you call me back tomorrow? Is that possible?
Sure.
Call me tomorrow, and I want to finish up with you. I'm running out of time here now. But and then when you call me, remind the person to answer that I asked you to call, and I'll take you right away.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Lindsay, thank you, and forgive your parents. Face your mother.
Okay.
All right. Right now. I'm out of time. I started giving out the number again, but I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Listen, folks, if you want to be free, you got to work on you. All of your problems, if you want to call them problems, are inside of you. They're not out there. They're in you. Other people's problems are inside of them out there, but not you. Your problems are inside of you, and so are other people. And you can overcome the world by overcoming anger, overcoming the thoughts and feelings. All right. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And forgive your mothers. Ain't no way around it. Forgive your mothers and your father. All human beings. All right. And you'll be fine. Ray out of forgetting. Poor Ray. You Ray, I tried to get to you, but no. You're going to leave the phone down and go somewhere to have dinner. Andrew out of Pennsylvania. The callers that are dropping, I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday and Amazing Bible Thumper Thursday. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek door out. And we're going to finish up on the super chat that we didn't finish today. And what else? Thank you for your support. RebuildingTheMan.com. Go over there and make a donation. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. 411-411-2663. Or RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Amazing. Bye, y'all. The Hake Report is coming up now. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.